got a few things on the heart, and I truly don't. I know that sounds crazy, man, stand to preach, and to this world it sounds crazy to say, I don't know what I'll say, don't know what I'll do. And a lot of times people look and they'll say, well, that's just not preparing, not being ready, not but the, and there's a whole lot of people had their message wrote out on Monday for what today it was going to roll around. But not this guy. I'm sorry if that's what you expect, but I try to lean on the Lord and I try to trust the Lord. Prayed all week, tried to read, tried to study where the Lord would have us to go, and still don't know what we'll preach this morning. I know the scripture God's laid on our heart, and I know that He'll provide, Viola. Got just a few thoughts, and there may be some scriptures that we've already touched on here in the last little bit, and Kenneth even preached on some of this during the revival. But Lord just keeps bringing our heart back to some things here, and we'll start, I guess, reading. Thank you, Jay. We'll start reading over here in the book of John, and we're reading the sixth chapter there. This ain't a rolled out sermon. I write down definitions a little bit. You know that, but I got that piece of paper, Lord's just had our heart kind of on some of these things, and He'll we'll start reading. I believe I know if you bear with me just a minute. You don't have to turn over. I know you know it. But I'm going to read just a little there in Matthew. Then I'll turn right back over to John. But in the fifth chapter of Matthew, sixth verse, I thought about this scripture been on our heart. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And you read over here, and you come over here into the book of John, and the Lord had come upon. There was this multitude here, and we know how the Lord fed them, and this is very familiar, but it's been heavy on our heart for this morning. I'll start reading. Let me just back up here to about the 26th verse, I guess. Maybe I'll start reading down. We'll read and go as the Lord leads here. It said, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto Him, what shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto Him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father, and this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which come down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it that he saith, I come down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. And I'll stop for just a minute right there, and that's where our heart's been. In the message today, I thought of the scripture as we read there in Matthew, where he said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I got to thinking in this world today, my mind just kept going back to things, and I thought how, you know, there's a lot of hungry people in this world today, Bobby. And I thought about our world and how that things is going and the lives of people, and we're everyone acquainted one with another in here and with people in this world. And you know, there's a lot of people that's hungry for something in their life. And I thought about that and how people is running to and fro. They're trying their best to find somewhere to get filled up in this world. We were talking on the way to church this morning, and one of them said, or somebody was talking about somebody that had over almost their whole body covered in no tattoos and stuff like that, and they had one more place, and they was getting ready to get the last place filled up. That they were doing that, and they were just, I told them, I said, they're searching for something to try to find the satisfaction, and that might sound crazy to a lot of us. But there's something they're trying to fulfill in their life. They're trying to accomplish something. They're trying to get something in their life that they can find a peace in. Even if it's in something as silly as that. Covering themselves the way they are. And thinking they can change who they are. They can change how people perceive them even. They're hungry. This world's hungry today. It's searching for something. And I kept thinking on that. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. My heart kept going back over that man that had two sons. And I thought about that boy, and I thought about how that he got in his life, he got to a place where that he wanted his father to give what he had coming to him. And in my mind, and you just bear with me, because I'm going to try to take my time, and I don't know where the Lord's leading me this morning. Lord kept taking me from that man right there, and what he done in his father's house, and my mind kept going over here. To where that the Lord had fed this multitude. And how that he had given this multitude, he had filled their bellies. He had gave them natural bread. He gave them natural things. They followed him all the way across the waters.
to find him because he had filled up their bellies. He gave them naturally everything that they could want. He filled them up. They didn't come to him because of the miracle he performed. They came to him because he filled their own belly. You know what most people want today? They just want to get their old belly full, and they don't want to follow because of who he is. There's a lot of people wants to claim Christianity just because they want to get their old bellies full. They want their conscience clear. They want to be able to say, "Yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven." They want to be able to say, "I'm part of the church," but they don't want to be the church. They want to say, "I'm a member," but they don't want to have no part. That young man lived in the father's house. He wanted to be that man's son, but he didn't want to live under his rules. He said, "You give me what I got coming to me." And he took it off and he wasted it. How many do we see that way today? It breaks my heart. It ain't just young people. We see our kids get up till they're 17, 18 years old, and then we've got more examples right here in our little church of turning back to the world and turning to the things of this life, trying to fill their old bellies when they sat under the preached word of God, when they saw the lives of the Christians that stayed with this. And yet they'll still turn and run after this world. They'll still look unto the things of this life and try to fill their bellies. They ain't never got their eyes open. And people just saw what he was giving them to fill their bellies with. They didn't see the miracle of what he really could do in their life. That young man lived in the father's house, and he just saw all the riches, and he wanted part of that. But he didn't want the rules by the father that the father said. I thought about this old boy, Mike, because he went out. And he went out there, and he took everything that his father gave him, and he wasted it on riding slim. And he joined himself to a certain man up there. He was down there with an old swine. The Bible said he feigned himself to fill his belly with the husks that the swine ate. You know what that word feign, that means to be glad to do something under some kind of necessity. He was glad just to eat whatever was at hand. Because he felt like it's all he had. You know where a lot of people's at today? They're out here eating of the world, and they're wallowing with the world because they don't think that they got no other choice. But the Bible said that man came to himself. And he remembered the father's house. And he remembered how good it was at the father's house. Hey, some left this church and they're out here and they're wallowing in this world. They're feigning to eat whatever the world's got to offer. And some of them, I believe, has already realized how bad they stink. I believe they realize they don't like what they're eating, but they don't know that the Father's going to bring them back. They don't know yet. But they're coming to themselves. I believe they're coming to themselves down there empty in the home lot. I believe they're starting to smell the stench. I believe that them old husks, it'll fill them up for a little while, but boy, it just don't taste very good. Everybody thinks they know a little bit more than everybody else, don't they? I was a big teenage boy, I fell right into it. Thought I know more than mom and daddy, I know more than anybody else. They tell me something I don't like, Mike. Like they just don't understand.
There's a lot today sitting up in the preached word of God thinking they know more than God does. I can live in the world. I can run how I want to run. I can do how I want to do. They just don't get it. Bunch of old fogies, bunch of old timers. I'm going to tell you what. There's a lot of them back through this book right here that got looked at the same way. The same as what they know. And you know what? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they sat right in the midst of everybody else that was eating the king's meat. Hey! And the rest of them wasting away, and them men getting fat off of eating what God said to eat. Don't you know everybody else looked at them and thought, what idiots? Look how good we're eating. We're eating what the kings are eating. They wasn't eating what the true king was eating. They was eating what the king of this world was eating. And it might have smelled good and it might have tasted good for a little while then. But there's a wasting away and not getting near as fat as Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They was turning away what they was eating, that pulse and that water. It didn't look that good. There's a lot today, don't think the churches are looking too good. I'm telling you, I'm eating from the best table they is.
Amen.
There's a lot snurling their nose up when the table gets spread every Sunday. It's the best food you're going to eat. They had over there in the wilderness. They got the belly aching. They got the complaining. They don't think the Lord don't hear. Often He sent a man. He's wafers. That's flavored as honey. Oh, that's sweet. That's good to eat. Tasted good. But I'm going to tell you, if they left it for too long, it got a stench to it. If they didn't eat it when God said to eat it, it had a stench to it. I got to looking up them husks. And I know in our mind, I guess to me, I've always just thought like an old corn husk. Just some old husk or something. Get looking at it, there's a certain tree that grows around in that area. And there's these pods that grows on them. And then people will grow that and they'll feed it to their animals. If it's crushed up just right, it's got almost a chocolatey taste to it. This world is growing some stuff. And it's just sweet for just a little while. It won't feed you and it won't nourish you. And it won't sustain you. But Jesus said, I am the true bread. He said, them that eat of me, He said, they'll never hunger and they'll never thirst again. I meet on the things of this world, Barbara, and I stay hungry more and more and more. How many lives did I watch day by day go down and down and down and down? Because they're chasing the things of the world. They don't want nothing to do with the Father's house. And they're living their righteous living. And they're having their way in this world. And the further they go, Angie, I see them not liking what they're eating no more. The older they get, the further down the road, they get to sinking in the world. They're going to have to come to themselves. They're going to have to realize it's a whole lot better at the Father's house. And the Lord fed these people, and they got their bellies full, and they followed Him down. He told them, He said, I'm the true bread. He said, you're going to have to eat of my flesh, and you're going to have to drink of my blood.
And there's so many of them people, when they give that saying right there, they turned and they went away from him. They didn't want no part of it. He told them no man could come to the Father except you draw him. If you come, you're going to have to want the true bread. You can't come up here just to get your belly filled for a little while. You're going to run right back and be just as bad as you was to start with. Ain't nobody hungering and thirsting after righteousness no more. That's why they ain't getting filled up. We chase and we run after everything in this world, Mike. We try to find happiness. Our young peoples are chasing and running after, and our older people are chasing the same thing. People that knows better. People that knows better. Chasing after the same thing. In this world. You know what they're doing? They're starving, man.
Yeah.
They run around looking like they're having a big time.
You just keep a following it. And you watch where that road leads them. They're going to be right down the hog lot somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Just examples. Every one of us can go back in our life. And you think about people at some point in your life. It was sitting in the house of God. They were sitting around the people of God. They was enjoying what God was doing around the house of God. And you come down to a place in their life where the Lord said, you're going to have to eat of my flesh. And you're going to have to drink of my blood. It's going to go a little further than me just blessing you and filling you up all the time. You're going to have to start eating of me. They said, Lord, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? What do they do? They do the same thing that the prodigal son did. You just give me my part, and I'm going to head down the road, and I'm going to go my way. They pack their little bags, and they head down the road, and I'm going to live it my way. And boy, I'm going to tell you, you look at them for a while, they've got boats, they've got houses, they've got lakefront property. And a lot of times, they're living it up. They've got every toy a man could want. And then that starts wiring out. And then they start trying to find something to fill that void again. And a lot of times a man will look towards another woman, or a woman will look towards another man. Next thing you know, that house that once stood strong looked like, it's split right down the middle. Kids are going this way, kids are going that way. Husband doing this, wife are doing that. And boy, then they start smelling like a whole lot, don't they? You watch your children, and they'll start trying to do the same thing mom and daddy did. They'll start trying to fill their bellies with the husks, with the things of this world. And the next thing you know, they're right down there in the same place, ain't you? Say it. It's pitiful. And it ain't the most famous message that people want to hear. But it's the truth, Mike. We turn away from the things of God. We start following the things of the world. We're going to drag our youngins right down in the hog lot. You know where that father had to stay? He had to stay back at the house. Where did he need to be? At the house. He didn't need to run after and go down there and climb in the hog lot beside his son. He needed to stay at the house. Why? Because that boy needed somewhere to come back to. I'm going to tell you, I've had people tell me that they started going to this new church and doing these new ways and worshiping because their youngins was needing something more. You know what they done, Mike? They followed their kid off into a far country and climbed right in the hog lot with him. You know what we need? Some spirit-filled preachers.
Amen.
That preaches right and wrong. Just like the song says, need some old-fashioned seekers that'll pray all night long. Some good gospel singers. We need some people that's filled with the Holy Ghost that ain't in the church eating what they can get fat on. Hey, you know what? If you eat of this true bread, you'll get filled up on Jesus, and there'll be enough that you'll have something to give out.
And we'll be able to help the next one that's right there and needing something to eat.
That's what he done, and I know I've preached that. He fed that multitude. When he had one son, they had enough to break off and give to another. Don't you think it's the same way spiritually in our life? We get down to the house of God and start eating of the flesh and drinking the blood. Like when your brother gets hungry, you have something handy. Jeff, when your sister gets hungry, you'll have something to hand her. When your mama gets hungry, you'll have something to give her. When your daughter and your son gets hungry, you'll have something to give her. In him. I won't be able to feed my kids.
I got to be eating the right thing.
This is true bread. I've preached this before, and I don't know, like I say, well, it's just bringing things back to me. The Bible says, cast your bread upon the water. And after really any days, you return and you'll find that. You can take natural bread and throw it out here. Bobby and I know we've all done it. You throw it out here on a lake somewhere, and you'll watch that bread suck up that water, and it starts expanding, and it looks like it's really getting big, don't it? And it's just sucking up that water. The next thing you know, there's a little bottom feeder. Well, zip up our tooth. It goes eating. There's little stuff, Jay, that starts coming around. It goes picking that bread. Well, it swells up for a little while, don't it? It sucks in everything around it. It swells up and looks big. You cast that bread on that water, and then you start watching it after a little while also. This little stuff goes to eating that. And the next thing you know, you look back down and try to find some bread, and it's gone. It's fed everything around it. It's absorbed that water. You cast my bread upon the water. That right there, my father. You cast this true bread upon the water, and after many days you come back and you'll find it. You know what Jesus won't do? He won't absorb this world. And he won't blow up and expand all at once. You get Jesus in your life, you may not blow up and look big in this world, but you'll stay true and you'll stay what you are. You cast a man in this world and let him depend on himself, and he'll blow up real big for a little while. Then these little sins start picking at him. His little sins go to eating at him. And before you know it, he's gone. There's no peace. There's no happiness. There's nothing left. If you put Jesus in your life, and he'll be just as filling today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Because the things of this world don't pick him. They don't eat him. Satan doesn't try to tempt him. And he couldn't do a thing. That he didn't have a thing that Jesus wanted in this world. The Lord fed a multitude. The Lord fed the children of Israel.
He said, they told him right there, they said, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
See, they eat on that natural bread, and they got sick of it, and they got to complaining about it. Give us some meat. Lord, fill them up with quail. They still wasn't happy.
He didn't send us something down here we's going to eat up and want more of it. Because when you get one dose of Jesus, you got all you need.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
After I tasted of the Lord, there ain't anything in this world that I can eat that'll even touch me.
He filled me up. He satisfied my hunger.
I don't believe that, preacher. 35th verse. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst.
You can sit down at the Father's house and eat and eat and eat and eat. And you never use it up.
He's all I need. He's all you need.
How can we still sin, preacher? As long as you're walking in this old carnal flesh, this old flesh still hungers for the things of this world. I promise you that. The carnal mind is enmity with God. To be carnally minded is death. Your old mind will have some of the gosh-awfulest thoughts of anything that you could ever imagine in this world. Why? Because this right here, it can't get filled up enough with the things of this world. But I'm glad greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. My soul got filled up. See, they got their old bellies full. That old boy down there in the hog lot, he feigned to fill his belly with that. He just wanted something to fill him up for a little while. But it got to where that wasn't enough. How many today is so sick and tired of getting their belly full of the world? They've eaten it up, they've drunk it up, and now they're sick of it. And they're laying in a place to where they just can't find no peace. They can't find no happiness. They need to eat this true bread.
I promise you this right here. They told him, said, Lord, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it?
You know what your old flesh is going to tell you when the Lord calls you to get your life right? That's a hard saying. You can't live it.
Your old flesh ain't going to want to give up the world.
That old boy's flesh down there in that hog lot, I believe every day, Dana, I believe he thought, well, surely to goodness, I'll get it back. I'll be able to find happiness again some way in this world. But every day he thought that, you know what he did? He got deeper in the hog lot. And finally, one day, he got to remember some things he had heard and seen back there at the Father's house. I think there's some out here in this world today. They kept trying to dig themselves out of the hog lot. And they've wallered. You know how they do? If you get in what they call quicksand, the more you wiggle, the more you worm, the deeper you go. That's what one of our people's doing today in this world. They're worming and a wiggling trying to get themselves out. And they ain't no way to dig yourself out of it. You know what you got to do? You got to submit.
And you got to ask the Lord.
Church is here. Hell, he said, what man having a son that asked him for bread, give him a stone? You know what the church won't do? It won't give you something to sink you deeper in your sin. It'll give you the Word of God and it'll try to lift you up. Jeff got the call the other day. He's looking for something to get him up out of where he is at. But you know what? He's going to have to reach up. You can call for help all you want to. But when the lifeline gets thrown, it's up to you to grab it. It's up to me to grab it. Mike, I can holler, help me, help me, help me. somebody throws me a life raft or a lifesaver. I don't like that one. Throw me something else.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to drown.
Because of my own stubbornness and unwillingness to grab on to what can save me. We've got people today that is drowning and sinking in sin, and they're going to die and go to hell because they're unwilling to grab the only thing that'll save them.
He told them down there, he said, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, and I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. He's trying to tell them you can eat of the natural things of this world all you want to, and you're going to die like your fathers did in the wilderness. Until you drink of the Son of God and eat of His flesh, you're not going to live forever. This world is so blind in church. Our people we love are so blinded today. All they can see is the flesh. All they can see is what can benefit them in the flesh. An unwillingness to bend or bow
to the will of God.
I grant you right now, there's probably some hearing what I'm saying right now, and it's going in one ear and out the other.
You know what it is? It's a lifeline God's throwing out. He said, you ain't going to get to safety unless you grab this.
You ain't going to get your belly full. You ain't going to get your spirit filled, and you ain't going to have happiness in your life
until you get a hold of Jesus.
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh and eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye shall have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
This world, it's so blind under these things, Matthew. You see them every day, what you do. There's people that won't miss a day at the gym. They're in there, they're eating every protein they can. They're eating everything that's going to help them to sustain. They're running miles upon miles and dying and going to hell. Looking for something to sustain his flesh, to sustain his body. And dying and going to hell. Bodily exercise profiteth little. We can work as hard as we want to and be in top peak physical condition and get run over by a bus. Now tell me how smart that is. And go to hell. We better get our eyes on the spiritual food of Jesus Christ and eat of His flesh and drink of His blood. Because it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this the judgment. We're everyone going to die. It's a coming our way. Faster and faster. You know what that little lady my wife was talking about, Lucinda? It's a lady up there in that hospital. I watched a good friend of mine die with the same thing she's got going on right now. Sepsis. A poison in his blood. And I watched him, a big, strong man, lay right there and die because he had an infection in his blood. She's in her late 20s, early 30s. And God help, I pray she pulls out and comes out of this. But she can make the same faith that he did at 60 years old. This world has got an infection in their blood. They've got an infection and it's called sin.
And they're dying and going to hell. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." Everybody's looking to see it with their eye. These words that he spoke was spirit. There's life. Who's going to hear it? They some that will sit right here in this service and believe it not. They some that will sit through message after message after message. And God are revealing himself just as plainly. And will hear it not.
Unwilling to eat of this. Unwilling to drink of this.
They'll have a church membership.
They'll have a title. He told them, he said, "Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and are dead. You can eat the old natural manna all you want to. And you'll die in your sins and your head. You can eat that tastes a little sweet right now to you. You can go away and say, I go to church. You can go away and say, my daddy's a preacher. You can go away and say, my uncle's a deacon. Grandma and Papa was an old saint of God. And you can eat on the natural things. And you can try to let that sustain you. But you eat no natural manna and you're going to die in your sins."
"Doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore say I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From what time many of his disciples went from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." There comes a time
when we will have to make a decision. These people followed the Lord because they wanted their flesh to be fed. They wanted their own natural bellies fed. There came a time when they turned away from him because they wasn't following him for the right reasons. You don't want to know how so many is turning away from the church, turning away from the true gospel and the true walk anymore? They never knew him. They never ate the true bread. They've been eating just to fill their old flesh.
They've been acclaiming membership just to be able to say they had something.
And all they'll do is fill the village for a little while. Can we tell you something? A true child of God that's ever ate of the bread is still sitting under the gospel and still eating it.
That may not get popular, but it's the truth.
If you ever got away from it, you had to get back. You can't stay down there in the hog lot. You can't stay out in the world. You're going to get hungry. Because you know what this truly tastes like. And it's a whole lot better than anything you ever eat before.
Therefore I said unto you, no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back, walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. To whom shall we go?
Thou hast the words of life. And I'm going to tell you something. There'll be some church that'll sit right among you, right up to the end. It'll be a Judas. They some in and out, and they some that'll sit here right up to the end, denying Christ.
They know where else to go but to the Lord.
There's nothing else to eat that'll fill you up where you'll never hunger again.
But if we're seeking for things just to fill us up for a little while, you can find it. You can find it.
That old boy was still getting to eat even down there in the hog lot. He just filled his belly. Out of necessity. He had to put something in it. He had to eat something. But every day, he'd have to climb right back beside the hogs and eat a husk. But until he got back to the Father's house, he got cleaned up, and he got to eat of the fatted calf, and he had the best that the Father could offer. I don't think he ever left the house out of that day. No. He took for granted everything that he had sat right there with all them years. But when he truly saw how blessed he was, he had blessed. When we truly see how blessed we are, we'll stay with him.
They ain't nothing out there that the world's got to offer that'll fill you up and keep you full. That's what the Lord laid on my heart this morning. I hope and pray it's been a help.